From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The FBI chief testifies before Congress. FBI Chief James Comey faced new questions today about his pivotal role in last year's U.S. presidential election, including his decision 11 days before the election to announce he was reopening an FBI investigation into whether Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton had mishandled classified material on her private email server while she was the country's top diplomat. Comey, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the country's top law enforcement agencies, testified that Comey said there had been significant discoveries of Clinton emails on former Congressman Anthony Weiner's laptop that made it necessary, in his view, to let Congress know the FBI was restarting its investigation days before the election. Comey was also questioned extensively by committee member Lindsey Graham about Russian meddling in the election.
When it comes to Russia, is it fair to say that the government of Russia actively provides safe haven to cyber criminals?
Yes.
Is it fair to say that the Russian government is still involved in American politics?
Yes.
Is it fair to say we need to stop them from doing this?
Yes, fair to say.
Do you agree with me the only way they're going to stop is for them to pay a price for interfering in our political process?
I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah, okay. So what we're doing today is not working. They're still doing it. They're doing it all over the world, aren't they?
Yes.
So what kind of threat do you believe Russia presents to our democratic process, given what you know about Russia's behavior of late?
Well, certainly, in my view, the greatest threat of any nation on earth.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he believes Israelis and Palestinians are both willing to make a peace deal, adding that he does not think it will be as difficult as people thought. It's something that I think it frankly may be not as difficult as people have thought over the years, Trump said at the beginning of a lunch with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and senior U.S. and Palestinian leaders. But he said, we need two willing parties. We believe Israel is willing. We believe you're willing. And if you both are willing, we're going to make a deal. The Syrian armed opposition said Wednesday it had suspended its participation in talks on settling the Syrian crisis being held in the Kazakh capital of Astana, demanding an end to government bombardment of the areas under its control. Ahmad Ramadan, a spokesman for the political opposition SNC, said the delegation has suspended its participation after presenting a memorandum for a total commitment to stopping government bombardments. The Russian-sponsored Syrian ceasefire talks are taking place, and they include a U.S. State Department envoy attending as an observer. That move was confirmed Tuesday in a White House statement that followed talks between President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Syrian activists say a large explosion in a northern town along the border with Turkey has killed at least four people and wounded many others. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the death toll in the town of Azaz is likely to climb after Wednesday's blast. Both the observatory and the activist-run Revolutionary Forces of Syria media office said the explosion is believed to have been caused by a car bomb. Images posted online by the activist-run Azaz Media Center showed a burnout car and a fire in that area. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says a suicide bombing Wednesday during morning rush hour in Kabul killed at least eight people and wounded 25 more. A spokesman for the U.S.-led NATO coalition, U.S. Navy Captain Bill Salvin, confirmed one of its armored vehicles was targeted in the attack. He said three service members were among the wounded and that their injuries were not life-threatening. Witnesses said the blast near the U.S. Embassy also damaged nearby civilian cars and that most of the victims were Afghan civilians. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for that attack. North Korea today confirmed the detention of another American citizen for alleged acts of hostility aimed at overthrowing the country. Kim Sang-duk, an accounting instructor at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, was intercepted at Pyongyang International Airport on April 22nd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.